This is Free Thought Radio with co-hosts Dan Barker and Annie Laurie Gaylor. Irreverent views, news, music, and interviews.
Imagine there's no heaven. It's easy if you try.
Merry winter solstice, the real reason for the season, and we think reason is always in season. I'm Annie Laurie Gaylor, and welcome to Free Thought Radio, radio for the irreverent rest of us.
And I'm Dan Barker, your friendly neighborhood atheist. This is the weekend of December 17th and 18th, 2011, and the winter solstice is this week. Is it on the 22nd?
Yep, on Thursday.
The actual winter solstice.
It's a little late this year.
The shortest day of the year, the shortest day of sunlight
of the year. The darkest day of the year.
Which is the beginning of the new astronomical year, actually. So, merry winter solstice. If you have a progressive station in your city, ask them to carry Free Thought Radio. We make it easy. Just contact us at info@ffrf.org.
Free Thought Radio is the weekly production of the Freedom From Religion Foundation. You know who we are. We're the nation's largest association of atheists and agnostics, and we work to keep religion out of government, and that is a full-time job for at least six of our staff, Dan and myself and our four attorneys at the Freedom From Religion Foundation this time of year. Now, we want to devote most of the entire program to not only the winter solstice, our natural holiday, but to all the kerfuffle that arises over state church violations this time of year, and specifically FFRF's many actions just in the past week trying to keep religion and government separate in December.
But first, before we get to all of that, just a couple of comments on religion in politics these days. Everyone's talking about Rick Perry's so-called faith commercial. So listen to this.
I'm not ashamed to admit that I'm a Christian. But you don't need to be in the pew every Sunday to know that there's something wrong in this country when gays can serve openly in the military, but our kids can't openly celebrate Christmas or pray in school. As president, I'll end Obama's war on religion, and I'll fight against liberal attacks on our religious heritage. Faith made America strong. It can make her strong again. I'm Rick Perry, and I approve this message.
And I'm Dan Barker, and I disapprove of that message. By the way, I'm not ashamed to admit that I'm an atheist. So vote for me. I disapprove of that message and any other messages by candidates of whatever party for secular office in our country who wear religion on their sleeves, and they would sell civil liberties downriver to pander to the religious right. By the way, when you heard that Perry ad, did you notice the music in the background, Annie Laurie?
Yeah, of course.
What does it sound like?
Aaron Copland.
It did. And in fact, some music critics said this was a deliberate sort of cheap Aaron Copland ripoff. It sounds a little bit like Appalachian Spring. And Aaron Copland, by the way, was not only gay, who would not be allowed by Perry to openly serve in the military, but Aaron Copland was also an atheist. So I think it's fitting. Fitting that he would honor a gay, a free-thinking person as in the background music to his campaign ad.
Now we want to play something you may not have caught, and that is Speaker of the House John Boehner's intrusion of sectarianism and inaccurate religious claims into the official Capitol tree lighting ceremony last week.
The winter is upon us. The Christmas tree flourishes as a symbol of everlasting life. That life and light, of course, is Christ, whose birth to Mary fulfilled a prophecy of joy and salvation. Out in the fields where the shepherds slept, the angels broke the silence by singing, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace, goodwill towards men." For Christmas is not some distant historical event. It is a spirit, always bringing us closer to each other and closer to the peace of which the angels sang.
Well, he's got it right. It wasn't an historical event. Now, we wrote the Speaker of the House and reminded him of the real reason for the season, and more about that later. But we also pointed out the winter solstice season, the winter season belongs to all of us, regardless of personal religious convictions or lack thereof. Attaching sectarian doctrinal significance to a decorated evergreen tree is slightly absurd, and claiming the season, which is typically symbolized by things like evergreens, for Christians alone was rude, divisive, and exclusionary, and it is intellectual rubbish, is it not, Dan, to assert that the evergreen symbolizes the birth of Jesus. Have you ever heard such a claim?
Well, and this idea that the visitation by the angels was one of those historical events.
And there are no evergreens in the New Testament Jesus narratives, but the Bible expressly condemns as the way of the heathen the customs of cutting a tree out of the forest and decking it. That's from Jeremiah 10:20-10:8. And we told Boehner that he was invited to the tree lighting ceremony not because he's a professing Christian in his personal life, but because he holds a secular office representing the House of Representatives and millions of Americans of diverse religious beliefs and non-beliefs. He was elected preacher of the House. He was not elected preacher of the House, just acting like it, but Speaker of the House. And so we urged him in the future to please try to avoid using his ceremonial duties to make these gratuitous and sectarian and inaccurate remarks at public events that are intended to welcome all Americans.
Now, before we get into the thick of the war on the Constitution and the war on its principle of separation between religion and government, we want to announce the Freedom From Religion Foundation's newest lawsuit. We tried to reason with the community of Whiteville, Tennessee, as you heard in previous shows, about its unlawful cross on top of the water tower. But in addition to that, the mayor had placed two crosses by the front entrance of City Hall. So on December the 9th, with attorney Alvin Harris from Nashville, we went into federal court. And here's some breaking news from WREG News 3 in Memphis.
Tonight's big story, a West Tennessee town is at the center of controversy for its display of crosses again. But this time, a lawsuit has been filed in federal court. Thank you for joining us. I'm Claudia Barr.
I'm Richard Ransom. The town of Whiteville, its mayor, and the Board of Aldermen have all been named in a civil liberties suit, but many in the area feel it's their rights that are under attack. News Channel 3's Elise Preston is just back from Whiteville and is here now with more. Elise.
The mayor of Whiteville says the lawsuit comes as no surprise to him, but he's upset the controversy over crosses has gotten this far. He and others in the town are calling those filing the lawsuit bullies, while the group is calling the mayor a loose cannon. You'll find crosses planted firmly in the majority of yards in Whiteville, but standing tall on top of the Whiteville water tower, you'll find this broken cross. It's this partially mutilated cross that the Freedom From Religion Foundation is so upset about. They say it just shouldn't be there.
We have a godless and secular constitution. There's no Jesus, there's no Ten Commandments, there's no crosses, there's no God in our constitution.
The group says a Whiteville man who they won't identify called them over a year ago, offended and shocked the cross could hover over the town. At that point, the symbol was a full cross. The group sent several letters of concern to the mayor, who then had a piece of the cross removed. But the group says this three-armed symbol, as it is now, still signifies a cross, and call the whole situation bizarre.
He is sending a clear message that Whiteville is for Christians, and that is just as unseemly and just as discriminatory as if he was sending a message that Whiteville is for whites.
She is absolutely wrong.
Mayor James Beller tells News Channel 3 the town has complied with every demand of the group.
We'll just let the federal courts decide why Whiteville is being singled out.
Jack Sidori works in Whiteville. He agrees with the mayor.
You would have to take a jackhammer and blow up the whole city of Washington, D.C. with all the Christian principles that are all over the place.
And he feels the lawsuit is an attempt to wipe out Christianity.
People have just forgotten what this nation was built upon.
Reporting live, Elise Preston, WREG News Channel 3.
And we'll continue with that story as it goes along. Now, some breaking news right here in Madison, Wisconsin. Here is a news pre-report teaser about what's happening here.
Next at 6, there will be two nativity scenes at the state capitol tomorrow afternoon.
News 3's Andy Choi shows us how the messages will be vastly different.
Yes, there's already one scene on display in the rotunda. Now, that one from Wisconsin Family Action. But the one going up tomorrow won't be your typical nativity. Folks at the Freedom From Religion Foundation are celebrating the winter solstice with their nativity scene, all with the DOA's green light to display at the Capitol. Organizers say the clear solution is to have all religious displays removed, but the goal of the display is to show all thoughts are welcome at the Capitol.
Our understanding was that only signs were allowed up before. So our real objection is that if other people are allowed to put up displays, then we'd like to put our own display up. We have quite a bit to say about religion, but also about our own views, and we want to get those out there.
The group won't go into detail about exactly what will be on its display, but as you can see, some of the trimmings showcase an evolutionary theme. The Freedom From Religion Foundation says the display will be set up at the Capitol around 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon.
All right, thanks, Andy.
You're welcome.
So that was staffer Andrew Seidel being interviewed, and the display is up now. We hope we're trying to guard it. Now, we want you to stay tuned for a description coming up of FFRF's first ever winter solstice natural nativity display. So we want you to stay tuned. But we also want to announce that FFRF is having a public event at the state capitol in Wisconsin. If you're here in Madison and environs, come at noon, where we'll serenade you with some solstice carols. And Ken Lundquist is going to join Dan. You'll be at the piano, Dan, right?
Yep.
And he'll have his guitar.
He'll do his Isthmus tree
and
song.
And we'll have refreshments, and we'll be collecting goods, non-perishable goods, and also personal hygiene, new personal hygiene donations for Second Harvest. So please come with something like that.
Friday, December 23rd.
And so stay tuned. We're going to tell you about our new natural nativity scene.
As Mark Twain said, faith is believing what you know ain't so. This is Free Thought Radio.
I'm Dan Barker.
I'm Annie Laurie Gaylor. We are co-presidents of the Freedom From Religion Foundation. If you are listening and you are sympathetic and you agree with us, we hope you will join us not someday, but today. Go to FFRF.org.
Away with the manger. In with the solstice.
So this week we did something that we've never done before. The Freedom From Religion Foundation has created a do-it-yourselfer at the last minute, very hasty response, tableau to a creche that we were very dismayed was placed for the first time ever in the Wisconsin State Capitol. And we don't think devotional objects belong in the Capitol, so we asked to put up our own expression, a natural winter solstice nativity. And we did this on Wednesday, December 14th. And this is the statement that we issued. For a fact, the Christians stole Christmas. We don't mind sharing the season with them, but we don't like their pretense that it is the birth of Jesus. It is the birthday of the unconquered Son, Dies Natalis Invicti Solis. Christmas is a relic of sun worship. For all our major festivals, there were corresponding pagan festivals tied to natural events. We've been celebrating the winter solstice, this natural holiday, long before Christians crashed the party. For millennia, our ancestors in the Northern Hemisphere have greeted this seasonal event with festivals of light, gift exchanges, and seasonal greetings. The winter solstice is the reason for the season. The winter solstice, December 22nd this year, heralds the symbolic rebirth of the sun, S-U-N, the lengthening of days, and the natural new year. We non-believers are quite willing to celebrate the fun parts of anybody's holidays. We just want to be spared the smults, the superstition, and the state church entanglements. The customs of this year endure because they are pleasant customs. It is fun to hear from distant family and friends, to gather together, to feast, to sing. Gifts, as freethinker Robert Ingersoll once remarked, are evidences of friendship, of remembrance, of love. The evergreens displayed now, as in centuries past, flourish when all else seems dead, and are symbols, as is the returning sun, of enduring life. In celebrating the winter solstice, we celebrate reality.
Now, the natural nativity that we have at the Capitol is very creative, somewhat irreverent, and next to it is this handout that we're reading from, and it explains some of the items that are in the nativity. Let me read from the handout. We unveiled a tableau that celebrates the human family, reason, and the winter solstice. Our wise people depict the atheists and scientific giants Darwin and Einstein, who have enlarged human understanding of the natural world far more than the Bible or any holy books. They were both non-believers, as was the progressive reformer Emma Goldman, representing wise women everywhere. The irreverent Mark Twain is sitting off to the side for good measure. Although Venus, like Mary, was a mythical fertility figure, this image, after which a planet was named, represents our solar system. Thomas Jefferson, a founding father.
There's a pun there. Yeah, he's the father stand-in.
He's in the place of Joseph. Was a passionate advocate of the separation between religion and government, and would have disavowed Christian devotional scenes on state property. Our angels are also natural. The Statue of Liberty symbolizes freedom, and the astronaut represents the human achievements of science unfettered by religious dogma. Our baby was chosen partly for simple egalitarianism and because it's high time that we adore girl children as much as boy children, and to acknowledge that humankind was birthed in Africa. FFRF would vastly prefer that government buildings and seats of government be free from religion and irreligion. It is divisive. The rotunda is getting very cluttered, but if a devotional nativity display is allowed, then there must be room at the inn for all points of view, including irreverency and free thought.
And we want to gratefully acknowledge the exceptional work, carpentry, and enthusiasm of Andrew Seidel, who built most of this natural nativity scene, this manger scene, with help from Katie Daniel, Melanie Kinnear, Scott Carney, and I guess you and me, Dan, for creating this natural nativity on very short notice. And we also want to acknowledge that part of that speech I gave was adapted from a 1985 winter solstice speech by FFRF's President Emerita, Ann Nicole Gaylor. And now, because we want to celebrate the reason for the season, we will play Solstice Tribute. The Christians took many secular songs and rewrote them into Christian hymns, so we have done the opposite. We've taken O Little Town of Bethlehem, and Dan wrote secular words and is performing
and
the song.
And these lyrics are on the front of the flyer that we're handing out there at our natural nativity. This is called Solstice Tribute.
O shining star of solstice time, your radiant hours are few. You turn and strike the new year's chime. We owe our lives to you. These darkest days of winter, we miss your warming rays. But every year this hemisphere returns to brighter days. Since olden days, the human race has feared that your warmth would die. The evergreen is ever seen as hope that we will survive. O ancient drums, stop beating, and superstitions fall. It's time for reason's greetings, for peace, goodwill to all.
That is Dan Barker's Solstice Tribute. It's available. You can download it from our website.
And stay tuned for more news on the war on the Constitution, specifically in Mississippi and in California.
And the fight back by seculars and the Freedom From Religion Foundation. It's been quite a war against unbelievers, so we'll tell you all about it in the next segment.
Beware of dogma. This is Free Thought Radio.
I'm Dan Barker.
I'm Annie Laurie Gaylor, and we've got lots more to report on FFRF legal actions and seasonal complaints around the country. just in the past week alone, it's been a whirlwind week, boy. And because there's so much divisiveness and discord over state church violations this time of year, we promise to end the show with the very soothing strains of White Wine in the Sun, Tim Mitchin's free-thinking song about Christmas. In the last segments, we were talking about FFRF's newest winter solstice display, a natural nativity scene placed at the Wisconsin State Capitol, celebrating the symbolic rebirth of the sun following the winter solstice.
And you can see images of that on our website at FFRF.org. We're pleased to announce that our winter solstice sign has made a second appearance this year at the Mississippi Capitol. There, it's placed to counter a life-size devotional Christian nativity display in the Capitol Rotunda. Here is some coverage by News 12 out of Jackson, Mississippi.
Representing the Freedom From Religion Foundation and the Jackson Skeptical Society, Patrick Jerome came to the Capitol Monday with a message.
This is not a place for religious displays.
The sign tells everyone passing through the rotunda that, quote, there are no gods, no devils, no angels, no heaven or hell.
This is a bad time of the year not to have God in your heart. It would just seem strange to me that anybody could get along without God.
People will get offended over absolutely anything, so I can't take any responsibility for that. It's not meant to offend anyone, but I'm sure it will.
Directly across the rotunda is this nativity scene.
People who have a manger display in their own home or on their own property, it's a wonderful thing to do, but this seems to say that the state tacitly endorses the Christian viewpoint.
I think the manger belongs everywhere, but that's the way I feel about it.
As for the sign in the Capitol, Jerome tells me there are folks who appreciate it.
Yes, plenty of people say that they're proud of it, that they're glad it's here, and that they're glad someone's representing people who do not celebrate Christmas.
In Jackson, Brad Soraka, WJTV, News Channel 12.
That was Patrick Jerome, who's with the Jackson Skeptical Society that was kindly in tandem working with us, and he placed the Capitol sign in Mississippi. And Dan, you debated Tony Perkins, and I always forget what group he's with.
The so-called Family Research Council, as if Christians are the only people with families.
So that TV, that was on National Fox TV last Sunday. Here's that coverage.
All right, the battle between church and state is on full display in the Mississippi State Capitol. On one side, you've got a traditional nativity scene. On the other side, a sign that says, religion is but a myth. Joining us for a fair and balanced debate, both sides here, Tony Perkins from the Family Research Council and Dan Barker from the Freedom From Religion Foundation. Gentlemen, welcome to you both.
Thank you.
Good morning.
All right, so in the Mississippi State House now, we've got the nativity scene and we've got the sign on the other side, basically debunking religion and angels and devils and all kinds of things like that. Dan, is that a good enough compromise for you?
Well, as long as that's private speech, and it appears that the state of Mississippi has designated that as a public forum, then the views of Christians are welcome there, as well as the views of at least a half a million atheists in the state of Mississippi who think that the Christian myth is inappropriate in a public building, who think that this whole idea of a baby who grew up to create a hell because human nature is so degraded that we have to bow down like slaves before this master. Here in a country that kicked out the king and the master, some of us feel like that nativity scene is just as much an insult to America as many Christians think our sign is an insult to their precious private
All
views.
Right.
The
let
month
me,
of December is not owned by Christians.
Let me bring in Tony here. Are you okay with that compromise with the nativity scene on one side and the sign on the other?
Well, Shannon, let's be very clear what this is. This is an extension of the war on Christianity, as Dan just pointed out. And, you know, they have been pushing to get their winter solstice displays in there. And you know what? I'm fine. If they want to celebrate the earth and the sun and all of that, that's fine. We want to celebrate the baby who came down in a manger, the one who created the earth and created the sun and then dwelt with us, called Emmanuel. 78% of Americans identify as Christians. You know, and Abraham Lincoln said, we are the government. We are the people that govern this nation. And you can't let, you know, Dan and 17,000 people that are in his organization redefine America and our history.
All right, Dan, let me ask you, what drives you? Because there are obviously, it's not just Mississippi. You all have been very successful in a number of states with different billboards and displays, directly taking on religious displays.
We prefer reason and science and human kindness over the mythology and the superstition that human beings are degraded and deserving of eternal torture. That baby in the manger grew up to create a hell, which is a place of torture, which is an insult, which is a huge put down to humanity. What drives us is a respect and a love for humanity, a respect for our godless secular constitution. We admire and respect the freedom of Tony to put up his mythological ideas, and I'm sure Tony is not disagreeing with our freedom in this country of free speech to express what we think is a more positive, a more rational, a more kind, a more humane way of viewing human nature. Yes, 75% of Americans are Christians, but more Americans are white than black. That doesn't make us a white nation. Neither are we a Christian nation.
Okay, Dan, just to be fair, I want to quickly give Tony a chance to fair and balanced answer.
Hey, look, this is a time of year, December 25th, it's Christmas. We celebrate Christmas, it's the birth of Jesus Christ, the historical person of Christ, the evidence is overwhelming. America's history and heritage is overwhelming. We want to celebrate it. It's an inclusive and it's a unifying time of year. And Dan and them are certainly free to deny it, but they can't use the power of government to erase our history and our heritage. We're not going to let that happen.
All right, Dan and Tony, we thank you for a very civilized debate. Great to hear from both sides. We thank you both very much.
That was Dan Barker debating Tony Perkins. I love that, fair and balanced. I think we should change the words to that Christmas song, that secular Christmas song. It's the most wonderful time of the year, the most divisive time of the year.
And boy, is it. Our office has been under assault. Talk about a war against the Constitution. It's been quite a campaign of harassment. This complaint in Mississippi, our complaint in Texas, these pro-Christian displays that are monopolizing, for example, the Henderson County Courthouse lawn in Athens, Texas.
We are prevented from playing the kinds of messages left on our answering machine by good Christians because of FCC rules. But here's my favorite that came in this week. Merry Christmas, you sacrilegious atheist sons of, well, you know what.
Followed by someone else who phoned the office this week and said indignantly, don't you know what the effing Christmas is all about? I got some worse than that on my
phone. Well, there's some that's a lot worse, but somehow those were funny. Now, here's coverage of our complaint in Henderson County, Texas from WFAA.
We start tonight with a war on Christmas, a war being waged from more than 1,000 miles away. The battle between atheists and agnostics in a small town in Henderson County that's fighting to hang on to a tradition. Channel 8's Craig Savali explains tonight.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
The signs of Christmas are everywhere in downtown Athens. Lights, trees, Santa and his reindeer line the streets. But it's this nativity scene on the lawn at the county courthouse that has caused concern.
I just don't understand it, to be honest with you. I'm confused about it.
County Judge Richard Sanders says residents haven't complained. The issues were brought up by the Freedom From Religion Foundation, a Wisconsin nonprofit group, who sent a letter to the county this week calling the display unconstitutional and demanding it come down.
I'm an old country boy. You come to my house looking for a fight, you're going to get one. And that's from the bottom of my heart.
There's no confusing how County Commissioner Joe Hall feels. He's dug in and says the county isn't budging.
We'll remove it when hell freezes over.
It's not going to happen.
Not going to happen.
Henderson County doesn't own the nativity scene. It's been put up for more than a decade by volunteers from the Keep Athens Beautiful group. Commissioners say they wouldn't object to other religious displays being put up on county property, but they've never been asked.
If it is open to all expressions, the Religion Foundation tells News 8 that it would like to place its own sign down here at the courthouse, one that reads in part that there are no gods, no devils, no angels, no heaven, and that religion only hardens the hearts and enslaves the mind.
It has happened before. The same sign was put up at the Capitol building in Washington State back in 2008. The same group, Freedom From Religion Foundation, got it posted right next to another nativity scene.
God is a holy, righteous judge, and you gotta repent from your sin.
That sign brought out angry protesters there, and county officials believe it would bring out the same anger, having an outsider forcing their hand.
I would be interested in a person from Henderson County approaching me on wanting to put something up on the Henderson County courthouse lawn. I don't know
what I would think about someone from Wisconsin asking us to do something.
But their hand may be forced for them. The Supreme Court has ruled against nativity scenes on government property in the past.
I ain't going back down. I haven't, and I won't.
It seems clear it's a fight county officials are ready to take on. In Henderson County, Craig Savali, Channel 8 News.
All right, so we want to know, what side do you come down on tonight? Weigh in on the war on Christmas. Join the conversation right now on our Facebook page and on Twitter. Use hashtag WFAA Christmas.
Well, now, Dan, you were invited to appear on Follow the Money, and this is with Glenn Beck's replacement on Fox Money. Let's just listen in on the tail end of that conversation. You were cut off.
I was hung up on.
In any event, if the town is right that that's just free speech as opposed to government speech, then they should not disallow us putting up an anti-Christian message. And by the way, why was Jesus born? To save us from our sins. What an insult that we are degraded, depraved human beings. That Jesus created a hell, a place of torture.
Sir.
And how would you feel if you didn't believe that mythology,
that
superstition
of the majority? This is my show. See, the name of the show is Follow the Money with Eric Bolling. I can't allow you to talk like that on my show. You're absolutely wrong. You, sir, are denigrating the name of Jesus Christ on my show. I'm not going to let it happen. I'm going to say goodbye to you right now. Thank you very much for your time. Appreciate your time. Bye-bye.
And this was where you had to go change and go to a studio and spend in the middle of a very busy day to accommodate Fox. So talk about rude.
But then right after that, he had this congressman from Texas quoting scripture to counter
for 3 minutes
without me having a chance to respond.
Now, finally, FFRF is pleased to be part of a display in Santa Monica on public property, which for nearly 60 years was put up by 14 churches with help from the police department, dominated by 14 life-size manger scenes. Well, the tables were turned this year, and one of our members, Damon Vicks, is interviewed.
Christianity is a myth, according to this Christmastime display in Santa Monica's favorite public park. The Bay City has long accommodated counter-Christmas observances, as well as a series of nativity scenes made of vintage props and mannequins. In fact, the nativity display began the Palisades Park holiday tradition long ago.
We believe it fosters a great sense of community here, and it is a true celebration of the real meaning of Christmas.
Nativity chairman Hunter Jameson says for many years, 13 local churches and a police officers group have each sponsored a nativity scene, 14 in all. But this season, there will be room for only 3 plus 1 Hanukkah display because other non-religious groups had more luck in the city's new lottery for display space.
The whole remainder of the 2 blocks was won by newcomers.
We have more of a voice.
Self-described atheist Damon Vicks did not win space, but is allied with the 2 who claimed the lion's share. Vicks acknowledges hanging the Freedom From Religious banner and helping to build the display that puts Christianity in the same realm with Santa Claus and Poseidon.
Our point is that these religious displays are offensive.
Among park strollers, it's become a hot topic.
It doesn't appeal to me. I don't think it has really much importance.
The atheists won space for 18 displays, but so far have made use of only 3.
If I were suspicious, I would think that these people are more interested at displacing and pushing out nativity scenes with which they have some ideological differences.
Now I'm using the system to promote my point of view. That's true. But no more so than the Christians have been doing for many years.
I'm Dan Barker with Annie Laurie Gaylor. And by the way, Santa Monica, California is the birthplace of me. Stay tuned. We're going to be back in a minute to end the show with the very soothing song White Wine in the Sun, which is a new kind of Christmas carol by Tim Minchin.
Protect the First Amendment. It protects you. This is Free Thought Radio.
I'm Dan Barker.
I'm Annie Laurie Gaylor.
The Australian songwriter and performer Tim Minchin has written a song, which we've played before in the show, which is fast becoming a seasonal favorite among freethinkers. It's a Christmas song, but it's a totally different type of seasonal Christmas song. Listen to this. It's called White Wine in the Sun.
I really like Christmas. It's sentimental, I know, but I just really like it.
hardly religious. I'd rather break bread with Dawkins than Desmond Tutu, to be honest. And yes, I have all of the usual objections to consumerism, to the commercialization of an ancient religion, to the westernization of a dead Palestinian press ganged into selling PlayStations and beer. But I still really like it. I'm looking forward to Christmas, though I'm not expecting a visit from Jesus. I'll be seeing my dad, my brother and sisters, my gran and my mom. They'll be drinking white wine in the sun. I'll be seeing my dad, my brother and sisters, my gran and my mom. They'll be drinking white wine in the sun. I don't go in for ancient wisdom. I don't believe just 'cause ideas are tenacious, it means that they're worthy. I get freaked out by churches. Some of the hymns that they sing have nice chords, but the lyrics are spooky. And yes, I have all of the usual objections to the miseducation of children who in tax-exempt institutions are taught to externalize blame and to feel ashamed and to judge things as plain right or wrong. But I quite like the song. Expecting big presents. The old combination of socks, trucks, and chocolates is just fine by me. 'Cause I'll be seeing my dad, my brother and sisters, my gran and my mom. They'll be drinking white wine in the sun. I really like Christmas. It's sentimental, I know.
Well, that was Tim Minchin getting a good round of applause. You could hear that Australian accent there.
And of course, it's summer down there at Christmas time. Yeah, white wine in the sun.
Not exactly our experience here. Now, I will be hosting two parties the day after the winter solstice, December 23rd. The first will be at the Wisconsin State Capitol for the Freedom from Religion Foundation, where we are going to have a formal program so that there is something secular and free-thinking for those of us who have been listening to hymns for all month long. And Dan will be performing.
I'll be doing the solstice tribute, and I'll probably do that little kid song, Time Never Stops.
And Ken Longquist will join us for a classic rendition of O Isthmus Tree. And you can come and see our national nativity display and our sign.
You mean you hope it hasn't been vandalized?
And please bring non-perishable food offerings and personal hygiene, new products to donate to Second Harvest. We're going to have a great big bin there and show that atheists and agnostics also are charitable at this time of year.
Well, of course.
And the second party I'm going to be hosting is our family party. We have a winter solstice party every year, get together with our family. And exchange gifts, and it's a lovely time.
So we don't lack any of the joy and the fun and the fellowship or the food at this time of year.
I don't call it fellowship, being a feminist. But.
Being a personship, I guess. So, well, thanks again, Dave. Dave McCann is our engineer and producer, and our announcer is Buzz Kemper. The show's recorded here in Madison, Wisconsin. Go to ffrf.org/radio for archives and for the podcast.
Ask for more information at ffrf.org or phone 1-800-335-4021 to support our litigation, our legal activism, our broadcast. Get a sample of our newspaper Feed That Today if you want to check us out first. And we invite you to tune in next week for more Rational Radio and Blasphemous Broadcasting. And please have a very merry secular winter solstice. And we send you Reason's greetings or Heathen's greetings. You decide.
And a happy new year.
See you next week.
Free Thought Radio is a production of the Freedom From Religion Foundation, FFRF.org. Irreverent views, news, music, and interviews brought to you by Annie Laurie Gaylor and Dan Barker.